Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jimson and Roscoe Show, episode something.
20 something.
Yeah.
We should.
The one after Billy Wears. If you didn't watch that was last week. Watch it.
Yeah.
like and subscribe.
Smash the bell.
Smash the bell end. what else? Anything else I need to get people to do?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I want to start this thing with tell a friend to tell a friend. So if you like the show and you watch us, tell your friend to watch us and then get them to tell their friends to watch us.
Yeah, do that thing where it's like, if you watch this, send it to 10 friends and you'll get good luck.
Yeah, for the rest of your life. We can vouch for that as well. I think, yeah. So, three good things that have happened to you today, Jims.
What did I do today? I spoke to Louise Harris on the phone this morning.
Yeah.
I had a video call with her early hours because she's living in Thailand.
Right.
She's coming on in November.
Wicked.
But yeah, because I want to do my yoga teacher training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she did. She went to Thailand, did an intense course.
Yes.
She's actually doing it over there and putting a thing over there now.
Rude.
She didn't come back to her job. Went there and was like, I'm not coming back.
What a G.
So,
I had
a video call with her this morning, which was really nice and inspiring. And it's funny because like how people like drift into life, because she came up and done some recording with me last year.
Mm.
We had some like good talks in the studio about fucking those kind of things.
Mm.
And yeah, just how things like fucking place. And I'd like, whether you go down the route of manifesting, like, which is, if you sit there and just wish something, it's not going to fucking happen. The whole thing of manifesting, if you focus on something,
it will,
see a fucking, I don't know, you're going to go and buy a fucking Volkswagen. But yeah, second thing, what else happened? So did that, then I practiced piano.
Yeah. Forte. Forte.
Yeah, I stopped for ages, but I'm back on it. I missed a day now for 2 weeks.
Yeah, nice.
And yeah, played with the kids.
Nice.
But yeah.
I woke up and I couldn't get out of bed. So that was the first good thing that happened to me.
Why couldn't you go?
Because I smashed it at the gym after work last night.
You go to the gym now, yeah?
Yeah, I've been going for 2 weeks.
What, running or are you doing weights?
Weights. Weights and cardio, basically. So waking up, it's the first time I feel like I've actually exerted myself, like pushed myself further than I thought I could go. Mm. And I felt it this morning. And what else? Oh, I did all of my tidying yesterday, which was meant to be done today. So I feel like I've time traveled. So I was able to wake up and enjoy a filtered coffee and watch Marky's latest set on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. And then what else? Oh, I got to try this Israeli red wine.
Nice.
Fucking nice. Oh, so, have I spoke to you
I'll
about...
tell you what is nice.
Go on.
Jewish bread.
Jewish bread.
Hmm.
What's good about it?
I don't know. I just remember eating it at school one day. Remember Sam J. Harvey?
Sam J. Harvey. I remember the name. I never remember faces.
Like, it was something was happening. We were doing Judaism and fucking religious studies. No, this one was like tied like a plait.
Okay.
But it was really nice. It had like a sweetness, almost like a brioche kind of taste to it. But yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. It's like when you go on holiday and buy white bread. It tastes like sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So yeah, what have I been doing? I mean, I've been doing quite a bit recently. So I went to see IMDb, innit?
Mm-hmm.
In Birmingham. Bruv, with Noah. Mate. I don't know if it's because she's pulled me out of some pretty dark places when I've been allegedly experimenting with psychedelics.
Mm.
Twice she's pulled me out of I thought I was dead, and then I can just hear her in the background. So I don't know if it's because of that, but bruv, it's up there with the best, with in the top three best shows I've ever seen.
Sick.
Unreal, mate. Like the way that she goes from rapping to singing, and the energy, like, differences between, like, the ballads and then the turn-up shit that she does, bruv. And it was, like, 80% girls, 20% men, and then out of those 20% men, 50% of them were probably gay.
And then non-binary.
Yeah, and then there was me and Noah. And it was, like, she's got this new tune called Jiggle, and she's got like the jiggle challenge on TikTok, right? And bruv, she was like, right, I want three people from the audience to come up on stage and do the jiggle challenge with me, but you have to dance. So three girls go up on the stage, right? And it was mad. It was...
What is the jiggle challenge?
So basically the tune's called Jiggle, and it's just basically just... Just go in it. Just express yourself sexually, because she's very mad sexual.
Mm.
And she got three girls up on the stage, and bruv, it was a madness. It was.
Was it as mad as Danny Brown getting sucked off on stage by a fan?
Obviously, it wasn't as mad as that, but it was. It was nicer for me to watch than Danny Brown getting sucked off on stage by a fan. Do you know what I mean? It was mad, bruv. Because what was happening, right, was there's so many girls in the audience, yeah, and it's the only show that I've ever been to that I danced all the way through it. The whole time, me and Noah were dancing. Mm. It wasn't like we were stood there nodding our head and shouting the odd couple of lines. It was like... being at a club night, it was like a DJ was playing, where she was so on point with the vocals. So basically what was happening is, whilst these girls are on stage and she is daggering these girls on stage, like winding up on them on stage, it was mad. But at the same time, all the girls in the audience are doing the same thing. So it was like the girls are trying to fight for the male attention. So I had this girl, right? I had this girl twerking on my leg. And she's there looking at me, and she did her hair up just before the jiggle challenge come on. She looked at me and she went, "Does my hair look okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, your hair looks sexy still." And then the tune started. She's there twerking, like looking back at me. I'm just staring at the stage at these three girls and IMDb just doing the madness on stage. And no, it's just like, bro, it was mad. It was mad. But yeah, shout out Brumtown, man. The people up there are fucking safe. The north is, well, the Midlands. Fucking north.
Anywhere north of the M4, mate.
Do you know what I mean? Anywhere up, like, as soon as you start going up, the nearest place we've got like that is Bristol, but...
You know what? The Manx, Sean once said to me, he goes, "The Manx describe Bristol as the north of the south."
Yeah, it is. It is, though.
Because they said, like, the people like there are not as, like...
Mate, I had a conversation with a woman in Asda for about 5 minutes. About nothing. Like, I walked into her trolley, innit? I was like, "Oh, sorry." And I started talking to her for ages, bruv. I was like, "Yo, so easy to talk to people up there."
Mm.
But yeah, it was good, man. It was, well, it was good until the food came. And then I got mad upset. Because Millions said... Do you know Millions? Joe artist? Sick. He's hard. He was on one podcast and he was talking about the differences between Brum and London. And they were like, "Well, what's better about Brum?" He was like, "Well, the first thing is the yard food." So I was like, "All right, cool, boom." As soon as we get back to the hotel now, which was basically like being in prison, Noah was on the top bunk. I was like, "Fuck it, let's order some food, innit?" So we ordered some yard food. I got, what did I get? I got rice and peas, steamed veg, coleslaw, and vegetable callaloo, right? And then Noah got fried chicken.
Chicken? He don't eat chicken, does he?
Mate, he was being a creature, wasn't he? He got fried chicken, ackee and saltfish, rice and peas, steamed veg, coleslaw. So it turns out, I looked at it, I was like, "Yo, this looks tings." I'm like, "Bruv, which one's yours?" Because he's pissed up now. "What do you mean? Like, you know what fucking, you know what ackee and saltfish looks like?" I'm like, "Yeah, but that don't look like vegetable callaloo, bro." And he's like, man, just give me my food. So he's there yamming his food, loving it like a creature. I'm there like looking at this food thinking, nah, there's something getting right about this, man. I'm smelling it. I'm like, bruv, it smells like fish. He's got a video of me doing this. I'm like, bruv, it smells like fish. Bruv, it was prawn curry, mate. So I ate half of the food. I ate like the rice and peas and that. And they are like, apart from when people have actually cooked for me or I've cooked it, it was the best yard food I've ever had.
Fucking, to go off on that, Brendan sent me a Instagram reel.
Okay.
And it's, I don't know the comedian, it's a stand-up comedian. And he was like, he said, vegan food is like the transgender of the food world. And he goes, I'm a soybean, but I identify as a buffalo chicken wing. Oh my God.
That's good, man. That is good. I like
that.
Yeah,
he sent me a reel the other day.
Well, in this society, you can be what we want to be, man.
You can, man. Do what you want. Do what makes you happy.
Exactly that.
Do what fucking makes you happy.
Exactly that.
I don't think I've... What have I been up to? When did I last see you? Seen you last week, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. You came in the booth.
Yeah.
That was a funny night.
Oh, man. Gareth said he was going to come on. The Welsh guy that I work with.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
So I went out with him before I come and seen you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird night, bro.
Yeah. Mate, like, that's the first time I've been in a club in fucking so long. And, like, everyone in there just looks so fucking young, man.
I know, mate. That's why it's nice in the booth. Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're just away from everyone. You're not like some
fucking bloke walking around like, who's that fucking lechy old man walking around here? What's he up to?
Mate.
But, yeah. No, I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been fucking, like, working... You know, like, a vision board?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been doing that, but it's like...
Yes, with the coffee. Come on, Ben. Yeah, sound, man. Cheers, mate.
Enjoy it.
Cheers, bruv.
Like that, but it's a book. Okay. And you split the 12 categories of your life up. So health and fitness, character, emotional life, spiritual life, relationship, parenting, finance. And you like kind of like write what your belief is on each one,
right?
What your vision is for each category, what the purpose of that vision is,
mm-hmm.
and then how you're gonna fucking achieve it, and just fucking doing it and making like a little book.
Is that come off the back of that book you read?
No, kind of. I think so. I think it all fucking comes off of all of it. But yeah, no, that book, that was really good. There's like so many things that I was like, oh shit, like that. Like she constantly says in it as well. She's like, don't get mad. Don't feel guilty if you've done this. Like, because fucking there's so many things and you're like, oh yeah, shit, I've done that. Like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the sleep thing in there. That's the bit in there that's like, fucking, we didn't actually do it. Like, I was like, did we do that? And I started asking someone, she was like, no, we didn't. We did it pretty much what it said in there. But like, the culture of trying to separate your children from you at night as quick as possible. She's like, that's fucking bad. Because you're teaching your kid to your child.
What do you mean by that?
Like, when you put them in the room and they cry and you're like, you say, no, you've got to leave them, they've got to get used to it.
Yeah,
she said,
yeah.
No, that's bad. She said, like, a child, well, what's it called? Not attachment theory, but like a child, if they can't see you, they don't know that you're there, but they can't see you. They're isolated. They don't have that part of their brain. And even when they do have it, they still don't rationalize that you're there.
So they think you're gone.
They're gone. They're alone. They're abandoned.
And then it's trauma, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's like, they say, like, the thing, like, which is kind of what we did, but like, you move them slowly away. Or then, like, when, because what we had with Kaiva, we went away, we went to Greece, and when we come back, he was fine in his own room. He was a really good sleeper. He's always been a good sleeper. But like, when we come back, and he put him back in his room, and he was like crying, because obviously in the hotel, he'd stayed with us like every night next to us.
Got used to it.
So you do, you just fucking go in and you sit with them until they fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then each night, you slowly move away. Move away until you like.
Until they understand.
And then yeah, but then your boundary, if they ever get too upset that you're too far away, you go back a step.
Okay.
And then just stay there. And then so you start moving away again. Get moving away each night. Mm-hmm. So like that night you'll be next to them, that night you'll be a bit further away. And yeah. But like fucking, yeah, it's a really good book, man. That fucking Philippa Perry's book. My next goal though is I want to read the Bible cover to cover, the Quran cover to cover,
fair.
And the Book of Buddha cover to cover,
fair.
And I want to take notes of each one that I like.
Take away what you want from each
book.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always thought about doing that, but then I looked at it and I was like, that's a big book.
Yeah.
And I can't read. I can, but I just, mate, I really struggle, man.
I've started doing it like before night. Oh, I've also been doing it.
What is this then, yeah? I don't know. Well, I think I kind of do know what it is. I can read and retain information from an article or from a paper even, like say like a scientific paper or something like that. I can read them and retain the information. But when it comes to actual books and like the Jordan Peterson 12, is it 12 Rules to Life?
Yeah.
Mate, I started reading it and I just can't carry it on. I'm just like, meh.
Clean your room.
My room's clean, bruv. It's always clean.
What are you reading the Jordan Peterson book then?
Make your bed.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's because it's a book and it's a whole thing and I feel like I'm never going to get to the end.
He's got a lot of Bible references in that.
Yeah.
A lot. I wrote a song called God Vision, completely inspired from that book.
Yeah.
And it was the whole thing about he goes into a part, I can't remember what section it's in, but he goes into the story of like Adam and Eve and biting the fruit and how they were then damaged to have the foresight of God. Mm. How humans have got the knowledge of God, our foresight, how our brains now work and we can plan the future and like fucking, whether you believe in the religious aspects or not, because he doesn't push the religious aspects. He's like, look, there's fucking knowledge compiled in there from fucking thousands of years.
Yeah.
And one of the things that Matthew McConaughey said, I don't know who he was on who the interview was with, but which stuck with me. It was like, he said, with the Bible, he goes, there's some very good shit in there, like of how to conduct your life. Mm-hmm. He goes, he doesn't really know what to do with all the stuff about fucking Jesus walking on water and fucking stuff like that. He goes, don't really get that. He goes, but like, when you're talking about like the morals of like 10 commandments, don't be a cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's good, solid foundations and teachings. Or like, you remember the stories they used to do, like the Good Samaritan?
Yeah.
And shit like that. Do you know what I mean?
Think,
like,
do you think it's necessary to have these things? Or do you think, like, without religious text, do you think that humans would have just realized that that's the way we're meant to be anyway?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like a religious text, I guess, is it's just a way of doing it bigger than the tribe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a tribe, you're only a small unit. You don't really need to. You're all working together anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you're like religions, and it's like one of the things that this is why Malcolm X was so interested in Islam, because if you notice, Muslims don't say, like, if you go to like a Christian, they're gonna say like, I'm an American. But I'm Christian, or like, I'm English, and then I'm Christian. The religion's always after.
For. Yeah.
But if you speak to a Muslim, Muslim's always their first point of identity.
Yeah.
And he said, like, when he'd go to a mosque, he'd see white people, black people, Asian people all praying together.
Yeah.
Under a common thing, that color was no thing.
Yeah.
Or there was no, like, do you know what I mean? Like, there weren't like it was in America
stigma
with like, yeah, there was like the projects of the poor areas wasn't predominantly full of black people, or whatever. It was like everyone in the mosque was equal under this religion. Do you know what I mean? And that was like, it was the same, one of his big things of why he was drawn to Islam. It's like, well, if this can happen here, why can't this sort of like happen in society?
Mm. Oh, mate, whilst we're on religion, so there's, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called Oat Studios. It's on Netflix. It's a bit, I think it's Canadian. It's a bit like Black Mirror, a little bit, but a little bit more out there. And it's like the episodes can be anything. Oat Studios. If you type that into Netflix, it'll come up. So like, each episode's completely different. They don't follow like, but everything's dystopian. So I think the first episode's like an alien invasion or some shit like that.
That light's fucking giving me a headache.
Well, that one is a big one. But yeah, the first one's like an alien invasion, but there's loads of different fucking shit going on throughout it, and it's all kind of shot differently. But there's one episode where it's God, right? And it's fucking amazing. It's like a comedy, but it's dark. So you've got God and then Jeffrey, who's his like little assistant, right? And the opening scene is basically like New York or somewhere like that. So you've got this big city, like it's like a little sculpture city, like, do you know what I mean? You know, like fucking like the trains running around and all that shit. So it's like on this big fucking table in this like lavish room. God sat there with this big book and he's like, what's going on over there, Jeffrey? And he's like, oh, nothing. Everything's normal in wherever it is. He's like, set that building on fire, Jeffrey. He's like, blows up this building. All these people screaming. He's like, look at them all running around. He's like, release the tornado, Jeffrey. He's like, tornadoes don't happen in this city. Jeffrey, release the tornado. So then this tornado rips through this fucking city, fucking smashes the city up. And then the next scene, it just cuts and goes to this next scene. And you've got cavemen, right? And he's like, look at these silly little buggers rubbing sticks together. He's been at it for hours, Jeffrey. And he's like laughing, like writing in his book. And he's like, I think they're onto something, God. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, is that fire? He's like, yeah, they've made a fire. He's like, it's 200,000 years too early. Put it out, Jeffrey. So Jeffrey puts out the fire. He's like, send them back in the cave. So then I think he creates like a thunder or lightning storm or something like that. They all go to run in the cave. And then he's like, I think they're thirsty, like there's been no rain. So they all start rain dancing. He's like, go on then, give them some rain. So they start spraying. And it all starts raining. They all start dancing. He's like, look how excited they are. He's like, the littlest little things, and they get so excited. He's like, oh, I love it. It was so nice. And he goes back to his book like this. And he goes, doesn't even look up from his book. He just goes, Jeffrey, release the plague. And Jeffrey's like, what? Release the plague, Jeffrey. Are you listening to release the plagues? And he goes over to this box, gets his ting out, and they all die. And that's it, end of the episode.
Do you know, it reminds me of that, is it by Mark Twain? Not Mark Twain, what's the fucking guy? It's a plasticine thing where they go and they go into the floor. And it's like got this creepy, like devil-like thing. And he goes, there's all the clay creatures. And he goes, and the kids are looking at it and he's like, oh yeah. And it's like this creepy thing.
Mm.
And he goes, oh, I can destroy them if you want. He just destroys them. And he goes, and they're like, ooh. He goes, but then I can make new ones and change them. Like the face turns like devil. I was like, whoa. And that was like a kid's thing. I was like, that's fucking like.
Yeah, dark.
Yeah.
But yeah, watch it, man. Because there's a few. It's weird, bruv. It goes all over the place. But it's all. There was like another episode as well. I can't. It was fucking weird, bruv. It's a weird, it's proper out there, but it's pretty interesting. And you could do season one in a night easily because it's all like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 minutes, like, and it's all over the place. But it's sick, really good. Watch it, Oat Studios, Netflix. Yeah,
I'm going to watch it. I've been still trying to watch Squid Games, man.
Yeah, I finished it. I've got like, my outfit for Halloween.
I've got like fucking two episodes in and I just keep fucking falling asleep, man.
So have you watched Hell? The second episode?
No, I'm on the second episode.
Right.
I keep falling asleep.
It's pretty interesting.
I think we're going to try and watch one tonight.
So, in Hell, on the second episode, because this doesn't give anything away really, but every single character in episode two, when they get released back out... Oh yeah, what's it called? Spoiler alert. When they all get released back out, everything... Every situation that each character goes through is an Easter egg of how they demise.
Right.
And another thing, which doesn't really give anything away, look at the walls in their sleeping quarters.
Right.
But it doesn't give anything away, but it's all these little... That's what's so good about it is, like, the things that I noticed, it's like... Because I pick up on things... quite a lot in films, and it was like a lot of the stuff I picked up on, there's some things that I found out and I was like, fuck, and everything's like interconnected with it. It's because what do you think of the acting in it?
It's all right. It's like So, I mean, it's hard because you got a fucking an English voice over a fucking...
Yeah, I watched it in Korean, see?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I the old man's voice pissed me off in English. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I can't fucking... Because if I'm honest, I watch all world cinema with subtitles and the original audio because growing up in my house, we always had subtitles on because... Def Jeff and fucking there was always music loud playing in every room, so it was like you had to have subtitles on. Yeah. So I'm used to reading subtitles and watching, but definitely watch it in Korean.
Yeah, I don't know if she'll do that,
but even then, like personally, I think the acting is substandard. I don't think it's that great, really. Like, but the story carries the whole thing. And the other thing is as well, I think it's quite difficult with cultures where people like culturally so different. I think sometimes when you're used to seeing like Hollywood actors or British and American actors all the time, we know how we act to certain things. And then when you see other cultures act, you're like, that's shit acting. But then that is how they might be in real life, you know?
Because you know that in the West, we've got like a thing of like, don't cry, boys don't cry, yeah. All that thing. In Japan, it's a very a good thing to show you cry when you've done wrong. Like they've like male politicians on stage crying.
Wow.
And it's like fucking, imagine Boris Johnson crying.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he's a human.
Yeah. But like it's a thing, it is a thing for them to do. She's like, well, that won't happen.
That's so, good.
Well, it does. Yeah, oh, yeah, 100%. Good, when I was on the phone earlier, like fucking Carvalho and Cecily come down. And it was feminine. And when I was talking to Elise, it was feminine and masculine. I was like, what does that mean? And then I went to explain it. It's like, well, one's manly, one's like, and I was like, no, that's the wrong way to explain it. Mm. And it was like, oh, no. And then Louise explained it for her. And she goes, well, like, feminine would be like soft and gentle.
Yeah.
Masculine would be tough and strong. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's a better way to explain it. Like,
yeah.
Because manly and girly is.
And we should you need all to move be away from. Both.
You should be both, yeah.
Because I'm playing with a concept at the moment I don't even talking about because I didn't want to talk about it and it not happen. But after the IMDb thing, bruv, I don't know why, I just got a bit obsessed with putting myself into a female mentality.
You going trans?
yeah. Nah, more like... So I watch 50 Shades of Grey and shit like this, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do women like this? So then I'm watching it, trying to put my mind into their mind and trying to understand.
I think that's a good thing for a human to do in all things.
Yeah.
Like not just like masculine, feminine, male, female thing, like...
But like religious,
anything, like it's different about someone. It's like, well, like don't fucking cast judgment. Like, do you mean like fucking put your feet, yourself in their shoes?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think that's like...
It's like homeless people, everything.
Yeah, it's a good thing for a human to do. It's like, oh, fuck, like, do you mean? Like the whole thing, like recently, like fucking, especially with Johnny Dyton the other week, like a lot of the stuff that's been coming up with the things I've been doing is like gratitude, really showing fucking that you're grateful for the shit that you got because... Yeah. There's fucking so many, there's like billions of people that would want what we have.
Yeah.
Like
and what we complain
right
about.
Now. What would you mean? It's like fucking, and that's one of the things, it's like, I'm trying to make a vow of not to complain about anything.
Yeah.
Like, do you mean? It's like, I've had a shit day, yeah, so everyone's got their own shit.
Yeah, everyone's got shit going on.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, not to the point of like, okay, I need help.
Yeah.
Because that's different, I think. Do you know what I mean? It's like fucking, like if you genuinely need help, reach out to the people that are going to help you.
Yeah, definitely.
But like,
man.
Not like small talk to fucking like Audrey down the fucking greengrocers of like, oh, it's been fucking terrible, Audrey.
Yeah.
Fucking this is how it's like, Audrey's got her own shit going on.
Yeah,
she don't need to hear that.
No,
do you know what I mean? If you've really got some serious shit, like, okay, I'm struggling here or whatever, go see someone. But small talk and fucking general complaining is...
I'm
trying to
that.
Minimize it.
Yeah, I think it's like we were speaking about earlier is the whole what you're focusing on.
Yeah.
It's like if every time you see someone, because that's what I've been doing recently, but I have been tired. So people are like, how are you? My automatic reaction is tired.
Yeah.
Straight away. I'm not like, but over the past 2 weeks, people are like, how are you? I think it's because of the gym, bruv. I'm not going to lie. How are you? Yeah, I'm fucking amazing. I feel amazing. And I do feel good. So, and when I wasn't feeling good, I was concentrating on the fact that I wasn't feeling good.
Yeah, you do.
So,
it's I've been studying the sleep thing recently, about what makes good sleep.
Have you watched any of the Huberman shit?
No, so I've been following Michael Bruce, his name is.
Right, okay.
Dr. Michael Bruce. And he was basically saying about...
fucking wired.
How fucking... That after 11 a.m. is really bad for you, by the way.
Nah, it's not though. So...
But like, for anyway, he was saying...
Different people are different.
Yeah, but even caffeine, people aren't sensitive to caffeine, it still has the adrenal thing?
Adrenal, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, he was saying like, so basically, shift work is fucking terrible.
It's bad for you.
And he was like saying, so like I've done this like chronotype fucking test and all that. And I thought I was a lion, but I didn't really know what I was because I've worked shift work now for 13 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, I don't fucking know what I am. And I've done this thing and it's like, it works out I'm a bear, which is what 50% of the population are.
Right.
Which is like, basically your bedtime should be around 10 p.m.-ish.
How did you do this?
Like, you can do it on, I think you can go through a site to do it and you just do a quiz, questionnaire.
What's it called?
Dr. Michael Bruce. Chronotype quiz.
Okay.
So you have wolves, so you have lions, which are early risers, yeah. Like get up really early. Then you've got bears, which is the 50% of the population, which generally wake up about, I don't know, 7 o'clock, go to bed at like 10 o'clock or thereabouts. Do you know what I mean? Then you've got wolves, who are the people who like get up late, stay up late. And he said, each one as well, I've got like, and you can do it by a DNA test. You don't have to do that. He said, that quiz, what he's got, it gives you a very good fucking idea. He says, but if you want to be specific,
yeah,
you can do like the 33andMe DNA test and they right. can fucking find what gene they can go, they can tell you your ideal fucking bedtime from your genes.
Like, right, that's like mad.
But he said, you can also look at your parents. What time did your parents wake up?
Yeah.
And you're going to have like generally one of their.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? See, I'm weird because I'm both. And that's what, I think that's what fucked me
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but is
so
that your
long?
Job? Oh, there's a thing called dolphin, which they don't know where. But they also said these things are generally people who work because of their work life or whatever. Yeah. They don't know. But if they were in a routine, they would be one or the other.
I think, so during lockdown, I was going to bed at about 10 and waking up at 6 every day.
So probably
it was
a bear
amazing.
Then. Probably
man.
A bear then.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. But I am, like, normally you get people that are morning people or night people.
Mm.
But I am both. Like, I like being awake early morning, but I'm also, it's like, as an example, yesterday I woke up at, what, 11.
Mm.
I went to work. I come up, finished work at 4, went to the gym. I went to bed at 7.
Mm.
So it's like fucking full cycle,
really. Yeah.
But it's not good. I feel better now because I feel like before I was going to bed at 4 and waking up at 10.
Mm.
And I wasn't getting enough sleep, but now I'm sleeping in through the day. I'd rather not, because I'd rather get the morning light, but I feel better for it.
Mm.
I feel like I shouldn't drink that now.
but it wired. Is. It's shift work. It's like, I mean, you have to, there are people who need to work shifts, but like, yeah. I don't think a whole career is sustainable working shifts.
Nah.
No,
it's not.
It's just not. So, yeah, it's really interesting learning some of the shit. Man, I was like, oh shit. So there was that. What other parts of it were interesting?
Is it? Yeah, come on. I have a little piece of that. No, it's cool, bruv. This is we're casuals, bruv.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, safe, man. Yeah, rude.
Yeah. So yeah, what else did I learn on it? The chronotype, you have like, so for a bear, their ideal, wake up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And stretch,
this is you, yeah?
Yeah, most of the population. Stretch, hydrate, get sunshine.
Yeah.
If you can't get sunshine, he recommends this thing called a light box by Philips, which basically you put yourself in front of, like, and look for 15 minutes, and it's like you've been in the sunlight, and it wakes you up, like, properly, right. So you don't get the fogginess or anything.
Yeah.
He said, He says, for a bear, your ideal time to have sex is also that time. Wake up, have sex.
That's what Dr. Kellogg's was on, wasn't he? Stopping people from having sex.
Stopping them?
Yeah. That's why they commissioned Dr. Kellogg's to I think they commissioned Dr. Kellogg's to create something that would stop Americans from waking up and having sex and instead going straight to work.
Well, bears...
So you create cereal.
So bears, which is most of the population, their ideal time to have sex is in the morning.
Yeah, see?
For a lion, which I looked at as well, their ideal is to get up before everyone else, do loads of productive shit, then get in bed. He said this is where lions are quite good if they're with a bear. So say you could get up, fucking do productive shit, get back in bed with your missus as she's waking up, as she wakes up and it's like...
Smash the bear out.
Smash the bear, you know what I mean? And then, like, and then she's like happy, like then he said, but it's like really good to like have sex in the morning. Not for wolves.
Yeah.
Wolves, okay. Like, don't try and fuck a wolf in the morning.
I don't ever want to fuck a wolf, bro. Mate, yeah. Bestiality is becoming a running theme here.
Oh yeah, it was how it was duck porn last week, wasn't it? Howard the Duck.
Duck porn.
But fucking... But yeah, then he said after that, like for a bear, it's then like... for breakfast, you want high protein, high fat, low carb.
Right.
So, like, I've been doing things like yogurt, blueberries, walnuts for breakfast, scrambled tofu with broccoli and greens with an Alkagizer green smoothie.
Yeah, nice.
And I felt loads better that I haven't been fucking having, like, grains or that for breakfast.
Okay.
And my grains now are actually, I've been eating them in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Because it winds you down. Carbs after make you tired.
Yeah,
all good quality carbs still, but like I'm not like going on some low carb keto diet or anything, but just minimizing them in the day so like I don't get crashes after the carbs. Because he said even high quality carbs, you're still going to get a bit of a crash because it's like make you sluggish. So yeah, there's that and exercising in the morning or sort of midday. And he said, if you get tired in the afternoon, instead of having a coffee break, have a sunshine break, like going 15 minutes in the sun.
Yeah, because that Huberman said that... I can't remember what he said, like the effects of being in the sun compared to like, say you, a window stops 50% of that energy from the sun, which is mad. Actually mad. But yeah, sun in the morning and sun in the evening is important, apparently.
According
to Huberman's lab.
Would be, so in the evening, blue light, so an hour before bed, which is blue light is in everything, basically.
Yeah.
So you can get blue light blocking screens. Glasses.
Yeah, that's what I've got. That's what
have you got them?
Yeah, yeah.
What, the glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's when my next thing's on my shopping list to order. He says 90 minutes before you go to bed.
Yeah.
And he says, have a set bedtime, which I can't do at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I can try and follow the rest of the things as much as possible until I can work out getting out of my shifts. But... yeah, blue light, 90 minutes before bed to block all your blue light. And like he said, that's a biggie. Like screens, like lock your phone off an hour and then get like an hour routine before bed. So he splits, he comes up with the idea of like splitting to 20 minutes. Do what you want.
Yeah.
But he says like spend like your first 20 minutes like getting shit done that you need done for the morning so you're never like panicking in the morning or trying to get shit done. So just get that done, like get shit in place. Do your personal hygiene, brush your teeth, all that sort of shit. And then he goes, you could like meditate, do yoga, stretch, fucking read a book or whatever for like wind down. Anything that's not like fucking looking at a screen, watching TV.
That's why I got those glasses originally, because during lockdown, I was on my computer pretty much all day and I was getting mad headaches and shit sleep. And then Shan was like, oh, you should get some blue light because she had them. And I got them. It's just fucking... so much better, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some, man. What ones did you get?
I just went online, I can't remember, they were like 20 quid or something.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get some with the over glasses. I went to fucking Specsavers the other day, they cancelled my appointment
because
they didn't have an opposition. So I was like, oh, you need to rebook. So I know I needed an upgrade, and I fucking I was like, because I was at school, so I booked it. I was like, yeah, fuck it, 4 o'clock, you go in today. I was like, shit, but Shani was at work. I didn't think, because I was like, oh, that was like the only one that they had in there for like weeks. It was just one at 4 p.m. that day. I was like, Sam, I'll grab quite a while from school. And Sam was like, fuck. And I'm going on both kids on my own, like fucking go in to try and do an eye test. And I was like, fucking. Get in there. Like, Carver would be as good as God bless him. Like, fucking watch Jesse as I stood. They stood outside the room when I did the thing. And then a bit after you go now, because of COVID, you go into the fucking bit to try on the glasses. They go, here's your tray. Anything you touch, put in a tray because they need to be wiped down and cleaned properly for the next person. You've got 30 minutes to go around. I think I tried on about two pairs of glasses and didn't even look at them properly because I was constantly looking what the kids were doing. They must have, I had about fucking 50 pairs of glasses in my tray they were pulled up where the kids were just fucking fucking pulling all the glasses off. I was like, I couldn't concentrate for shit. I needed a fucking shiny there to tell me what I look good in or whatever to come and dress me. Like, and I was like, come on, we're going. I said, like, can I come back another day? And he goes, yeah, you just need to book it in because you have to book a half hour slot or something to come try them on. But I was like, I'll come back. I'll fucking come back. I was like, put them down. No, not them. Put them down. And they just. Like, yeah.
So I had a dream last night that, it was fucking weird, bruv, because I woke up and I was like, shit. So it was today, and we did four episodes. It was Billy Weir's Crazy. Who else? I think Hearts. And then me and you.
Mm.
But it wasn't you. You weren't even here. Right. So when it got to the episode of me and you,
yeah,
I went, shit, where's Chimps? I was like, has Chimps even been here? And Costa was like, nah. He said he was running late. I was like, what? So we've just done all of them without him? And then you walked in, was like, oh, sorry, I'm late. And then I woke up. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck was that all about?
Yeah, I messaged Hearts. He hadn't got back to me.
Yeah, I'll message him as well.
I messaged him. Crazy, yeah, he's going to come on. So we're going to do one in a couple of weeks now.
Right.
What, are you away or something?
So, when was the...
So we're still going to do the one on the 21st of November.
21st of November. Ah, oh, right. So I'm on holiday then.
So, but in 2 weeks' time...
What are you saying that week?
I don't know.
The 19th, I'm looking to go see more grab, innit, at Motion. I want to get a little crew together, really. And Pasaloo's playing on the 22nd with Backroad G in Bristol. I can't wait for that.
21st. So, say like on the 7th.
Of November?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, I can do that.
As long as Costa can do that.
Basically, I can do the 7th, the 14th.
If we can get four on the 7th and we can get four on the 21st, that will like stock us up just in case this happens again if people pull out again.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to come on the podcast,
get in touch.
Or if you know anyone who you think sounds...
Yeah, tell us who you want to see.
Yeah. Brendan's very vocal about who he actually said to get Ben Newman on. He's a fireman now, isn't he?
Is he?
He said he's got some really good stories about like pulling people out of the river and stuff like that. I think it'd be quite interesting to talk to a fireman about the shit that they see.
Yeah, because like I always think of firemen just sleeping most of the time, sliding down a pole.
Whenever I spoke to him, that always like pretty much sounded like what he was fucking doing.
Yeah.
Like he'd come up and he was doing jiu-jitsu for a little bit, and he'd come in like after a night shift, and I was like, oh, like, and for me, like night shift for me, I was thinking like, yeah, you're fucking working all night. It's like, nah, we got beds there.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? So he goes, nah, we had to go out what, once for a quick call out, but besides that, he could slept most of the night. I was like, fucking sound.
Yeah.
But I suppose like
when it
kicks off, it's like you could be like, do you know what I mean?
It's like being in the army, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, you're putting your life on the line, man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you are.
Imagine like fucking having to deal with something like fucking Grenfell.
Oh, bro.
Do you know what I mean? Like 9/11, like the big ones.
PTSD, bro. Yeah.
It'd
be fucking crazy.
But even like my missus is like fucking like the work that she does. She's just a support worker.
Yeah.
And like, do you mean like there's like even doing jobs like that? Like,
yeah, man.
And it's lowly paid jobs, those ones.
Mate, even in my fucking line of work, bruv, some of the shit I've seen, mate, is like when the kid fell off the roof, bruv. And like, I'm dealing with a girl that's unconscious at the front of I was on my own as well. Dealing with a girl that was unconscious at the front. She'd been unconscious for like half an hour on the phone to the fucking ambulance. They're like, do this, do that, da da da. At the same time, I get a radio call screaming, Ross, go to the terrace. Someone's fallen off the roof.
Fucking
I was like, what? So I'm thinking, the roof.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was the shed roof. The kid's climbed up on top of the shed, fallen, but he's landed clean on his head. When I've come out, my man's on the floor like that with his eyes open, with his mouth across the terrace.
Fucking hell.
Teeth out, everything. I was like, he's dead. And then he was like, yeah, I remember. His jaw's like hanging off. I was like, bro.
I remember watching that fucking, like, I fucking hate those videos that you watch and you wish you never watched. And it was the fucking one, is some dark guy. That it looks like it's Turkey or somewhere like that. And he fucking like jumps head first off the water, dive into the water, and fucking goes face first into the concrete. And you see him on the stretcher, and his face is split
open,
in two.
Open,
and he's alive.
Oh,
his tongue's moving around like that.
All them ones, I hate them too.
Oh man, how can I unsee that? Yeah,
when I was younger, I used to love all the steak and cheese and all that. Ooh, I used to love all. Oh, this man's just put his head in a helicopter propeller. I'm like, oh yeah, lovely. Now, bruv, I mean, a couple of group chats. And if people, when people say, I'm like, bruv, don't send that. I don't want to see that.
I don't see that shit.
Because that's on my phone now. And I'm scrolling through it. And then I see a man with his head cut off. I don't want to see them things.
It's not, it's just being, yeah, fuck that. It ain't about that shit.
Stop watching them fucked up things, people.
Like the Ken Bigley beheadings and all them fucking things, man. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
And they're real as well. Like, do you mean it's like fucking?
Yeah, it's not a film.
It's like the sensitized fucking nature of like Hollywood.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like fucking.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I see it in a film. I didn't mind. Because it's not real though.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. At least I think as I've got older, I've become more sensitized.
Yeah.
Rather than desensitized, which
I think
is good.
It's when you move away from it, it's like. But I'm speaking to a guy the other day, and he was saying about how we're bombarded from the moment we wake up. Oh, another thing, don't fucking look at a phone for the first hour of your day at least, like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like people get up, they turn the radio on and it'll be the radio, like fucking, they get traffic update.
Yeah.
Traffic on the fucking M25. It's like, I live nowhere near the M25.
Yeah.
But your subconscious brain doesn't realise and already is getting worked up.
It's like, fucking traffic.
Traffic, like, but even though it's nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
Then, like, fucking the news comes on and fucking someone's been bombed somewhere. And it's it's nowhere near you.
No.
Okay, it's tragic, but, like, the likelihood of you getting bombed that day is very, very, very fucking slim.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
But what are the chances?
Mm-hmm.
And then already these things are just going into your brain subconsciously and you're already fucking on heightened.
Getting programmed.
Yeah, and it's just feeding it into your brain. It's like you're putting yourself in these things, like, do you know what I mean? And it's like you're kind of giving yourself a fucking PTSD of like the numbers of fucking COVID cases, like fucking constantly being biased. Just like, do you mean it's like?
Yeah. I haven't looked at nothing that's going on probably since the first, remember when I was, since then I haven't looked.
Yeah, no, same.
And
same.
I did see the other day they're talking about a plan B. And I was just like, for fuck's sake.
Well, I seen Russell Brand the other day. He was talking about the new pill.
Okay, I haven't heard about
it. So there's a new pill. And he was saying, like, again, he was like, so it's a pill you can take for it now, which has been commissioned and it's going ahead and it's going to production. Which, right, the thing he was talking about was, like, it was funded by taxpayers. But the corporations that it's been released under are making all the profit from it. He's like, so it was him saying about how capitalism is doing what it should be doing and how it's working.
Yeah.
It's not good, but like it's doing exactly what it's capitalism does.
Yeah.
Which is shit, because basically you fucking, everyone's just paid like all this money for this thing to be done. But the manufacturers, you've got the patent on it.
They're just making
the money. Yeah. It's the same as how the railway works though. The railway works like that.
Huh?
Private companies run the railway.
Yeah.
But they are funded heavily and subsidized by the government.
Right.
But the government makes no fucking money from any ticket sales. It goes all to the private shareholders.
That's mad, bruv.
Capitalism is fucking like a...
Yeah. It is what it is, man.
It is. It's, well, it's a framework to try and fucking build something better from, isn't it?
I guess so.
Someone could fucking do that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
If you know how, let me know. But I do like the idea of like the small, making communities smaller again.
Yeah, I do as well.
And like giving more power to local councils and getting people actually involved rather
It's like what you were saying about Cornwall and how they're moving.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and then I think if there was these things, it's like, if you live in Bath and the Bath community is not what you're feeling, but Brighton's doing what they're doing and you're like, nah, that you can go there.
Yeah.
That's because this whole thing where it's like there's just one rule for everyone, but everyone's different.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, is like you've got the Tory government in and everyone's like, fucking Tory, da 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 da. It's like, I'm pretty sure there's people out there going, fucking it's working out great for us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's, I think, like, again, it's like fucking allowing people to do what they want, say what they want. Like, don't fucking judge, don't criticize fucking someone if they're different. Like, as long as they're not hurting anyone, fucking leave them be in it. And I think giving that to smaller communities, given the power to it. So say, for example, we had like everything we did, we didn't bother voting for a fucking prime minister or who we wanted in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
We just voted for who we wanted here now, locally. Yeah. Like, because some of the agendas that they talk about, like, they don't mean fuck all to a lot of the population anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
and it's probably not true.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of it's a token gesture to fucking get in.
Yeah.
And I don't think that people have enough say democratically on these policies. Mm-hmm. They just come up with a bunch of policies. We're going to do this, this, and this. And then you vote them in and they kind of get free reign to do what the fuck they want anyway.
Anyway, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like...
And then we go, oh, here's a petition. You've got to talk about it in Parliament. And they go, oh, I haven't got this. Nah, whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Because it is a token. But like, yeah, if you had it local, you could just be like, fucking, right, we want this.
Mm.
And like the locals, it's going to be localized problems. It's like, well, this isn't really fucking working.
Yeah.
And then like, and then shit can get done about it. I think it's where Westminster, let's face it,
yeah,
don't give a fuck what's happening fucking outside of London.
Nah,
and
of
they don't, your local council hasn't really got fucking any power to do fuck anyway. I mean, they get their budgets to fucking do the roads and the schools get their budgets and whatnot. Mm. But that's all divvied down from Westminster to say fucking, and then like when we're in these things, like all they're worried about is fucking, can they fit it in the budget and fucking all this shit. It's like, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know.
Music. Listen to anything that's worth listening to?
What have I been listening to? I think I've just been listening. I don't listen to any albums, I don't think.
Mate, I've been, the Young Thugs just dropped an album. It's pretty good, called Punk. It's actually really good. You'd like it, actually.
That Flea Lord one was fucking good, whatever that was fucking called.
Oh, Pot of Paper.
No, I hadn't heard that.
Mate.
What album?
Mate, it's a mixtape, isn't it? It's called, is it called Thank You For Waiting? Bro, when I tell you every single tune's a banger. Yeah, Thanks For Waiting. Every single tune is a banger. And like, I watched his documentary the other day it's called Thanks For Waiting. His aim is to make the best hip hop album that the UK has ever seen. That's his aim.
Who, Pot of Paper?
Pot of Paper. And listening to that album, bro.
I'll check it out.
I think he's going to do it, man.
Yeah, I'll listen. He's, do you know what? Good. I haven't actually been listening to much hip hop. I have been listening to Fred again.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard him?
No.
It's like, I don't know. I don't know how to box him.
Okay.
It's like dance, like, or 140 BPM thing, but like a lot of like piano jazzy type fucking stuff to it. A lot of like, it's good, man. His album. So he's got an album called, where is it? Fred again. For Actual Life is his album.
Okay.
April 14th to December 17th, 2020. And yeah, it's really good. Like my missus was listening to him and I was like, what the fuck's this? And it's like, yeah, it's different. Like I couldn't put him into one of those electronic music sort of like
categories. So like,
yeah, it's good. It's just really good music. And like from the spin of that, I was like, oh, I started playing like a lot of radio. Spotify radio based on him and some other stuff to try and find some other stuff like that. But like I've been trying not to, like saying that my release radar, I had some fucking good hip hop this week.
There's been some bad.
I've been at the moment, the shit I've been trying to do, I've been trying to not listen to music with many lyrics the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of what I'm doing. I'm trying to minimize my outward influences as much as possible.
I hear that.
Without alienating myself from the world.
Yeah.
That Wolves Frost Gamble remix by Rammus and Bad Bones was good. Graf. What? Graf has been fucking dropping some sick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, his album, what's it called? Mac Miller as well.
Yeah, they had re-release on, is it Faces?
Yeah. That's been fucking popping up. So I've been listening to Mac Miller again recently.
I'll tell you James what, Blake. Right? Yeah, no, I listened to that. Yeah. It's quite good, man. So this whole wave, bruv, I don't care. For me, have you heard... So there's, you know, Nux?
Yes.
Right, so that whole sound, for me at the moment, is where it's at.
Like, the one that he did with Getz and fucking...
Swindle and that.
Mm.
Yeah, but so there's like, is like him... You got him, DC, Saint, who just dropped this. It's fucking, it's so hard, bruv. It's like a little EP thing, I think, called Out the Blue. Jordy, it's like this. It's like trap, drill, chill, wavy type stuff, and that's where it's at the moment for me. Like in the UK, sound like, because the drill thing. The drill thing's still sick, so, and people are getting more creative with it. But this sound is just nice.
I only get the odd bit of drill placed in front of me from time to time.
Yeah.
But Spotify's very good at placing shit in front of me that you they wanna, know
yeah.
I'll like.
Yeah,
and the stuff that they do place in front of me is...
Listen to the good. Millions tape. Listen to the Millions tape. It's called Provisional License. Listen to that, because for me, you got him... You got him and Heady, as far as I'm concerned. Them two are the best. And then Digger D is just like, as much as I don't want to like Digger D, but I just can't help it. Like, he's just done a tune called Red Light, Green Light.
Mm.
And, bro, it's so bait, though. It's us that did it. It's so bait, bro. But the video's sick, and they've got away with brutality because it's based on Squid Game.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? But it is a banger, bro. It does go off.
Oh, because Paloma's running a cypher on 29th. When's that? It's this Friday.
Right, okay.
And she was talking about some Squid Games beat. Is that what she's on about?
Yeah. It's hard. It's
like,
hard.
Like, who wants to spit on that?
It is a hard beat.
Red light, green light.
It's hard, bro.
Yeah.
But... Oh no, I've been listening. I'll tell you what else I've been listening to as well is there's, so Jaffa sent me this. Let me have a look. So there's like, you know, like Boiler Room and shit. There's let me find it. Yeah, so there's this. Let me find it quickly. So it's like garage and bass, and these people, Keep Hush. That's what it's called. So, yeah. Oh, shite. No.
Stop it.
No, quit. Go away.
Stop.
We got to shut down my YouTube. Yeah, they're cool. So it's like garage breaks and stuff like that. And then obviously I've been listening to Mad Amma still.
Mm.
Been playing loads
of Amma.
You
still doing anything with Marky? If that's the one. Oh, he wants...
I need to do it.
He wants to come on to do... Did you spoke to him about the thing he wants to do with us?
What?
The podcast?
No.
So he wants to come on and interview us.
Oh yeah, that's it.
So I said, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
We'll do that. But yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
So he wants to interview us about us when we were younger.
Yeah.
Us from childhood and shit like that.
Oh, so, yeah, that would be funny as fuck. Like,
yeah.
That'd be good, man.
So yeah, gonna do that with him. I said sort of maybe like a Christmas special on top of the... We need to sort out a Christmas special
As well, I got a sick concept for... So basically, spoke to Dane the other day, innit?
Oh, he's coming on.
We're never getting him on here, mate.
Oh, he's coming on.
No, he's not.
He said he wants dates. He's sending me messages, feedback on all the ones he's watching. He's watching them all.
Yeah, he's not coming on.
Why?
Because he's not. I spoke to him the other day, and he was like, "Well, you do it on a Sunday." He was like, "Do you think I'm going to turn down work on a Sunday? It's double pay." But anyway, he sent me this. So he was like, he phoned me. He was like, "Brother, I got something that you'd love." Man's just commissioned, so basically I'm showing Jimson for the Spotify viewers and for the YouTube viewers, a custom built arcade machine.
Mm.
It's an emulator with like every fucking game.
Yeah.
I was like, what would be sick is to do a special where we go over there with this shit and we do a tournament whilst interviewing him.
Yeah. Are we still going to get any of the...
What is going on here? Everyone's walked in suited and booted and that. Wait, show the camera. with a little bit of Israeli red wine and that. Come on, swaggies. What? Oh yeah, it's a wedding thing or something, isn't it?
My mum's getting married.
Yeah, come on, big up mumsy. Yeah, 12th time. Yeah, come on, mumsy. Yeah, yeah.
Doing it for the party, really.
Yeah, rude.
Right, it's been an hour.
Has it? Yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah, cool.
I'm not going to tell you my personal meaning of... Oh, my personal meaning of life is to get into the divine feminine. And not be trans. There's nothing wrong with it.
My personal meaning of life today is to... find your purpose.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sick.
Safe.
That was episode 20-something of the Jimson and Roscoe show. I've been Roscoe. This is Jimson. Big up your chest. Like, subscribe, smash that.
Bell burn, you fucking bell ends.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, 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 yeah. Round of applause.